Hey, all you tenors, welcome to The Quad, where we start the conversation on hot topics, timely news stories, and all the happenings that are on the tip of everyone's tongue. We're bringing diverse opinions and personalities into Studio 50 for an around-the-horn mashup loaded with spontaneity, sincerity, and of course, a little fire. Get ready for some times five fun. Let's go. Okay, Michelle. It's time for The Quad.
Yes.
And this one is, I think it's everyone's favorite. And it is our holiday one. And we're doing it on the tales of Thanksgiving. And we this year are bringing two amazing women to the table. One is Maria Berry, and she owns a beautiful, beautiful interior design store called La Demora here in San Diego. Ooh. And we have Kara from Kara's Collective that's coming into the quad. And she has basically the most beautiful sourced small business type gifts. And so we're going to be chopping up all of that.
That sounds great. Maybe we can get some tips on decorating. You know, I think it's easy to get stuck in like the past. I know decorations, you know, we pull them out every year. So not everybody is up on, you know, what's the latest and greatest for decorating. So that's something I'd like to know.
Yeah. And, you know, Maria, that's what she does. She basically, her whole store right now is Christmas, and she can talk about things to put on the tree, things to put around the house. And I 100% agree that we get stuck in the same way every year. So this is going to be fun. And I'm really bad with gift ideas, especially when it relates to hostess gifts and whatnot. I like to be original. So I'm excited for Kara to talk about that as well.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay. And guess what?
What?
It's also that time of year for our giveaway. So let's go. Okay.
I know. I love the holidays. Best time of year. So exciting. And I love that we get to talk about some of our favorite products and give those away. So
yeah.
Good stuff.
All right, let's go. We're going to do this.
Go.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome, Maria Berry.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. And Kara of Kara Collective. And you want to introduce your partner in crime?
The partner in crime. This is Mariana.
Hi. Mariana. Hi, Mariana. Welcome, you guys.
Hey.
Yeah. And of course, we have Michelle up at the top. Yeah. All right. So this is a really special quad. And the reason being is it's that time of year where we all gather and get festive, and
yes,
in my case, swing from the chandelier. Right? So we brought on Maria Berry, who runs and owns the most amazing interior design operation and store. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So she's our gal for what we need to be thinking about as far as decor. And Kara has an amazing, and they're both in San Diego, by the way. She has an amazing store that is all about unique and fun and just fantastic gifts. So we're going to chop all of that up. And then we're going to talk about some of our favorite things. Did I miss anything, Michelle?
No, I think you can. I think that's everything.
Okay. Let's go, ladies. All right. So Michelle and I, before we hit record with you two ladies, we're talking about how we kind of get in the rut with the holidays. Like, we pull out the boxes and we typically have the same shit going on every right. single year because it's easy. It's like a routine.
Well, it's easy. And I think sometimes it's intimidating too, because I see some people's, you walk into a store and I'm like, wow, I wish I could do that. Mm-hmm. But then I don't. Then I go back to the same decorations that I've had.
Yeah.
So we need help.
Yeah. So Maria, let's start with you, because this is kind of your like bullseye, so to speak. What are some things and counseling and advice you would give to people like Michelle and I?
Okay. Well, the number one piece of advice that I would give you would be bold, be daring, go for it. Try something new, try anything. And you'll see that if you ever come into our shop. with our trees. We come up with crazy themes. We put objects in the trees that you would not believe. Giant pieces. Anything your heart desires that is just bold and different and unique and something you'd never think you'd ever do, like pillows or shoes or giant sleds or statues. We just try it all, and it always comes out really exciting. And people think, I could never do that myself, but we do it ourselves. And if we can do it, you can do it.
I think for me, I don't know, and I don't know if you get this, Maria, is I've invested a lot in my decor. And so I think the price gets intimidating for people. It's like, in order for you to make a change, then I got to kind of invest in more stuff. Yeah. So do you get that from people as well?
Absolutely. But think about how many times you shop for Christmas. You know, the biggest problem that people have is they can't part with their old Christmas decorations. And me as well. You know, I have little objects that my kids made when they were, you know, in kindergarten with, you know, their faces on them. And every year I pull them out and I think, gosh, I have to put these up. But, you know, you don't shop for a whole new Christmas tree decor every year. It's something you have for a lifetime. If you buy furniture, you're going to buy it and use it for, you know, 5, 10, 20 years. So if it is an investment, it's something that you're going to have for a long, long time. And guess what? You can use it every year and you can add a few new things or pop in a new color. For example, if you were red and silver this year and every year, how about trying to pop in red, silver, and, you know, turquoise? Wow. Or add in something different every year where you don't need to make a major investment. And then you have a new look with the same base every year.
Well, I think, I mean, something that we do, like we'll roll a napkin or a towel and then you could like tie it with ribbon, whatever's coordinating with your color, like that pop of turquoise, like Maria said, and then just add in like a fresh piece of a Christmas branch or a piece of greenery. And yeah. And it just makes it look festive. The little color pops really help.
Yeah.
What about for the table? You know, we eat a lot over the holidays. At least I do.
Right.
You know, what are some fun things that are unique that I wouldn't otherwise know, or, you know, that I could do to make, you know, even my casual dining table festive?
Gosh, there are so many amazing things. Just table settings and place settings. Just be creative and layer them. Have a placemat, have a plate, put a couple of Christmas balls sitting in the plate, add a little birdie on top. Oh, hi guys. add some garland, like you were just saying, sprinkle it with a little Christmas snow. It's just, and then take your wine glasses and wrap them with ribbon with some garland, and even, you know, spray some of that little snow or that little sparkle around the perimeter. There's just so many fun, creative things that you can do. Just layer, just keep layering it.
Yeah, we highly recommend, I mean, be it if you're going to be hosting a party or just even for yourself and for your family, that your powder room, the guest bathroom, whatever one, the hallway bathroom, whatever you want to call it, make that festive. So usually the sinks aren't that large, but we totally recommend to our clients to put a reed diffuser up, you know, the jar with the sticks in it that comes out. And then a holiday hand soap or holiday smelling hand soap, and a small little votive or a small tiny candle to light when people are over and, or just to make yourself happy. A nice holiday inspired tea towel off the side of the sink. Make that room look really special. And like, I'm sure Maria, you probably have like some like little mini decor, like little trees or bottle brush trees that you could put like, you know, next to the hand soap. And
Yeah.
That would be cute. I'm going to do that. Because I've done a few of those things, but I have the little trees would be a cute idea.
Yeah. The little tiny touches and
what we do here at the store and I do at home is I take the long sprigs, we call them picks, just the long tree ornaments, look like branches and sparkly, and we stick them in the chandeliers. So they're just all coming out of your chandeliers and hanging down and drooping down. That goes a long way. It just looks stunning.
I think I saw something on that on TikTok. It was like, it was ribbon and then Christmas bulbs. I don't know. It looked really pretty, but I love the idea of decorating the chandelier.
And also us, we're big on, in our shop, we're big on home fragrance, AKA candles. And plus mm-hmm. they set the mood. They look so beautiful. They will, I mean, I'm sure, I know Laura, you're a big candle fan, and I'm sure your boys, if they smell that, that fragrance, it's going to remind them of home, even though they are adults and grown. But
yeah.
Like my son, he's also off in college. He's an adult, and that Fraser fir, like any of those holiday scents,
yes.
Oh, it just reminds me of home. You know?
I've got one burning right now in the other room.
Okay, one more question on decor, and then we're going to move into some fun gifting things. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Okay. If you have a larger space to decorate and maybe a smaller budget, what's your recommendations to stretch the dollar and make and cover the space? It could be outside, like a patio area. It could be something inside.
Go out to your nearest forest or outdoor area of backyard, wherever you can, and just pick up a bunch of branches, big or small. Pick up sticks that have fallen off the tree. If you have a friend who's got a home in Tahoe, tell them to go out in their yard and pick up all the pine cones on the ground. And then just get some beautiful gold spray paint or silver spray paint and just start spraying the heck out of those things. And you could take the branches and line them all up around the room, stick them in vases, lay them on your mantletop, spread that around. And that's all pretty much free. So that's I do that too. I love doing that. I think that's really fun, and you get some big bang for your buck, for no buck actually. Yeah, pretty much love free it.
So okay, I'm envisioning a TikTok with Low Jabs picking her there's that lady again stealing our twigs and pine cones.
Well, that's
okay.
I'm gonna
blame it on you, Maria.
Yeah,
I'll go to the
forest. Go get anything that looks large and festive, and spray paint it gold, spray paint it silver, just get that whole holiday bling going, and that goes a long way. And then you can buy a few Christmas balls and things like that and hang them, and or ribbon is great for not a lot of money. So those are some good basics, and then add everything else to it.
Okay, I love it, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the house decorated. Lori's gone viral on TikTok for stealing her neighbor's branches. Now it's time for gift giving. Okay. And there's, you know, I think I've got like 8 things going on within the next 3 weeks. It's crazy. And I always like to bring something special for those that are hosting. So let's talk with hostess gifts first. They can get expensive. So, Kara, what do you got for us?
Earl, this is our specialty. This is our niche, mm-hmm. is gift giving. Candles are a huge, it's an easy gift to give, and it's something people don't always buy for themselves. So that's easy. We love to give things that are practical, something that people are going to use, keep, something they can eat. We don't like to overdo it with snacks. We carry in the shop, we have that brand Geometry, those kitchen towels. And they run $18 a piece. So it's not, you know, it's a gift.
Perfect. Yeah.
A couple of those. It's a really awesome hostess gift that someone may not have wanted to purchase for themselves or been like, I'm not in the season of gifting to myself. So we like to give those. Vinegar and olive oil. We carry 2 local brands, Baker and Olive and Imperial Olive Oil. That's a nice gift to receive and something that they can really use during the holidays. We sell a ton of naughty cocktail napkins.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
a ton.
I love giving and getting those like whimsical, funny conversation starter napkins. I think it's so fun. So I'm glad you mentioned. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, this has been the hot commodity since it has stepped into our door, and it's called a chirpy top. And you simply put it on top of a bottle of wine, and it really chirps.
Wow.
I can't hear that.
How about now?
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
It's pretty much the gift for somebody who has everything, and it's kind of like the cocktail napkin. It's a conversation starter, right? So people look at it and they're like, what is that? And then you show them that it starts chirping, and then they're just wowed immediately.
Okay, so for those listening, basically what it is it's a wine topper that it's what do you call it? A spigot?
Like a pourer.
Wine pourer. And it's a little birdie. And when you pour the wine into your glass, it makes birdie noises.
So cute.
It chirps.
So cute. And their tagline is, it really chirps.
It does. It really chirps. So that cute. Is, and what does that run?
$30.
$30. Okay. That's a great hostess gift and a stocking stuffer. Yeah.
Great stocking. Yeah. And sometimes buying wine for someone who is really into wine, it can be intimidating. So this is just a fun gift for anyone who enjoys. We either wrap it in cellophane, attach a gift tag to it, or they do come with a little, plastic
wine,
little, like a loop. Holder that you can loop it to a bottle of wine.
Oh,
very cute.
How cute.
That is really cute. Wow. Okay.
We also have it in black.
Do you ship? Do you guys ship so you can order from anywhere?
Okay.
Hey, Maria, what do you got? Hostess gifts.
Okay, so here's my first favorite. This gift is amazing. It runs about $50. It's a beautiful lit Christmas tree. It goes on by battery, so you can turn it on and off whenever you want, or time it. And I've got these gorgeous trees that sort of look like a Christmas globe that you had years ago, yeah. That you had to turn over and all the sparkles come down. So I have this in a gold tree. I have it in a red and white tree, which is great. I have it in a Santa, which is really cute too.
Oh, that's cool.
I went to one of those gift giving parties the other night. And, you know, where you steal the gift. And
yeah, white elephant.
Yeah. And, oh, my gosh, it got stolen so many times. And this one's pink. So for anybody into Barbie or pink Christmas, there you go. Then my other favorite, just a fun little thing. A little bell.
It's just a bell. Yeah.
I have them all over the store and you can put them on your front door, bring it as a gift to someone. I mean, who thinks of getting a Christmas bell, but people love it.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I got
dinner's ready.
Yeah. We always need more cowbell, right? Isn't there a Saturday Night Live skit with Christopher Walken? Yeah. We need more cowbell. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. You know what I like to get? This might sound ridiculous, but socks, like fun socks.
Oh,
we have a lot of cozy socks.
We have cozy socks, a lot of those like crew socks.
That have I get one friend always gives me socks every year, and they have like little like fuck off on like fuck on one foot and off on the other. And it's really fun because, you know, I walk around the house with my socks and then I'll surprise someone, but I'll kick my feet up and then they see it and they're like, okay. Yeah.
That's anyway. Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like we've kind of moved into favorite things. So let's roll, right? Because this is a time for favorite things. And we've all brought some of our stuff to the table. And I'll go first and then we'll kind of go around the horn and just kind of show. So I am a massive pickleballer, if you know me.
No, it was very elevated.
Very competitive. So This is the racket, or not the racket. See, I've got Michelle-itis. She calls it a racket. It's a paddle.
Why is it pickleball? So.
It's a paddle, people. But it's made by Luxury Pickleball, and it's honeycomb. Okay. Mm. It's not a cheap racket. Paddle.
It's a racket.
So the gal that manufactures these, like, literally will kill me if she knows that I use the term racket instead of paddle. But it's the grip for me, and it's leather, and it's luscious, and my hands don't sweat, and specifically designed for those that are prone to tennis elbow. Let's go, Luxury Pickleball. I love it.
Well, we already saw our chirpy top, which everybody needs one of these, right?
Well, yeah, I'm on it.
Yes. Eat it. And you need a couple to have on hand as gifts. We did bring one of our favorite candles. Fraser Fir is one of our top selling fragrances, but in our this year, especially, I mean, more so now than ever, we are loving this brand, Aura. It's my friend's company. They're manufactured right here in Carlsbad. This fragrance is called Mary. They have two holiday fragrances. One is Mary and one is Cozy. And they smell divine, top quality soy blend. Amazing. Wow. This one almost smells like Nest Holiday, but for a fraction of the price, which we also do carry Nest. But we're loving this. It's our favorite thing. And this is part of our giveaway and part of our gift bundle for She's a 10 times 5.
Okay, fantastic. All right, Michelle, your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to go with, I have two things. So the first one is the best beauty accessory out there. You can't find anything else out there like this. And it's it's mine. So it's called the Ask Us Beauty Mat. I'm putting it up there so you can see it.
Nice.
So this is it's to protect your countertops and your vanity. And it's made with premium vinyl. It comes in two sizes, small and large. It can be personalized so you can have your name on it. And it's also customized. We have 5 different affirmations. So it can say, I am worthy, I am beautiful, I am strong, I am blessed, or I am unbreakable. And it's so nice because it keeps, you know, so many people use like a washcloth to put down when they're doing their makeup. This keeps everything nice, neat, tidy, and you just wipe all the makeup mess away. So it's called the Ask Us Beauty Mat. And we're giving one of these away in the giveaway.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I know for a fact that if you're a fan, which I am, Robin Roberts of Good Morning America uses the beauty mat. So if she can use it, then we all have to be using it, right?
That's right.
And we also need the same slippers she wears on and off set. Those are rad.
I already bought them.
Yeah.
You did?
I did.
Okay. Maria, what do you got? You got another favorite thing?
Okay. Yeah. And mine is, I made mine more holiday oriented.
Okay.
Since that's,
well, that's why we love you.
That is the season. So of course, even when I'm decorating homes, I cannot get away from the fir. So this is a giant stocking with beautiful sort of a tan and natural fir. And it's really big, as you can tell. It's like half my size. And I love this. These are my favorite. I also have them in sweater material with some fun little boucle fabric around the cuff. So I do love these. These are my favorite. Every girl's got to have one of these.
Yeah.
Filled with gifts. These are about $40 or so, but they're giant. Okay. But then here, back to pillows, because can never have enough pillows, are our beautiful holiday pillows. This one says Merry Christmas, but we also have Happy Holidays. We have some that just say Joy for pretty much anybody, for whoever celebrates whatever, in different colors, from gold and green. Here's a red one.
You can never have too many pillows.
No.
We have enough pillows. And they're down-filled, so they're not hard. They're really squishy and soft, and these are really great, and definitely going to give away one of these for our giveaway. And then my favorite holiday trees These are definitely my favorites, and I'm going to definitely give away for your giveaway one of these. And just be careful where you put it.
Yeah,
I don't want to put it down too low. It's sharp.
It's sharp. Yeah, it's a beautiful tree, and it's unique. Yeah. What I like about the pillows are they're not your run of the mill Target or
no, they're gorgeous.
They're luscious looking. Very elegant looking.
Gorgeous. Wow. Velvet green. Hope you can see it up close, but it's just a really beautiful shimmery fabric. So these will last forever and ever. Good investment. You'll have them forever.
Yeah, the practical side. I see I'm drawing that out of you. Yes. Okay, I got something, guys, that was brought to my attention. So there is a college mom that I've become very good friends with. And literally every time I was around her, I'm like, you smell incredible. Not in a weird, creepy way, but in a way that you want to hear, you smell incredible. And finally, I remembered to reach out to her to ask her what it is that she wears. So it's a fragrance called by Child. The brand is called Child. It's a perfume. They call it a perfume, but it's really like an essential oil that you rub on. It is amazing. And we are giving two of these away too. And I think they retail for about $80, but I am telling you, I get more compliments on the way I smell. I'm a huge Jo Malone person. That was kind of my shtick. And now my inner child is back with Child. So you guys, this, and it's a great stocking stuffer or just gift because it's tiny. And it's just a neat little size. So there you go. Child. Gorgeous. Yeah. And when you're around me, Maria and Kara, you're going to want to take a whiff because it's that good. All right. Kara, what do you got?
Okay. So along those lines of fragrance, there is a brand called Tokka. Do you know this brand, ladies? T-O-C-C-A.
I do not.
The boxed hand cream made Oprah's list of favorite things this year. She usually has a little something. At any rate, we were able to secure these little 2 ounce travel size little luxuries that anyone can afford. So we have a 2 ounce body wash and a 2 ounce lotion, and the set is
$10.
Wow. Special price. We have three fragrances, a blood orange, a grapefruit, and then a tulip green apple fragrance. So amazing.
Ooh, I love grapefruit.
Grapefruit, yeah.
Yes. $10, thank you, Hala.
$10, well, you know what? We're going to have a sniff off.
Right?
Okay, Michelle, I know you got another thing too, right?
Okay, so yes. This is a company called Epic Light Beauty. It's women-owned, and they have the best products. I got introduced to it. I don't remember how, but I was like, I'm a raving fan, and I'm not a big makeup person. But this is super easy. So this is the cheek and lip blush. I'll just put it up to camera. It is a buildable cream to powder blush. I want to make sure I don't mess this up. It's for all skin types. It doesn't settle into fine lines, comes in 4 shades, and I use it every day. Like, I absolutely love this. So especially for us midlifers, this is good stuff. And they just came up with a new product that I love. It's called the Lip Flip. And it plumps the lip, but with no stinging. And it just comes in this little,
I need that.
It's a natural peptide plump. Good. Yes, it's amazing. So they're giving away, part of this is the Plump and Blush Duo. And I love them. I love their products. I love everything they stand for, their mission. It's called Epic Light Beauty. And I'm happy they have something to give away. And these products are amazing.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Guys, I wish I qualified for the giveaway.
Me too.
Okay. I have two more. Okay. And if you know me, you know I rave about this skincare line. It's from Dr. Amir Karam. And I am very particular. I get very, very dry skin. And he's a plastic surgeon a facial plastics guy in the San Diego community. Great guy. Got to know him because his son was my son's roommate. Mm-hmm. Hoping for that discount later on down the line. You know what I mean? But he created, and it took him 5 years to do it, created a clinically tested and approved skincare line. And this is the moneymaker. This is called Illuminate. And here's why I like it. It's one, it's great for my skin. I definitely feel the results, but it's an all-in-one. So it kind of takes 12 ingredients that we normally use. Like we have our retinol, we have certain things we use individually, but it's all-in-one. So for someone like me who is a hummingbird that is all over the place all at once, it's a three-step process for me. So I wash my face, I put on extra vitamin C, and then Illuminate does everything. If you are an on-the-go kind of person and you travel a lot, this is the way to go, in my opinion. All in one. All right. So we had on our show, and Michelle and I are good friends with her. She is the nicest woman ever. Her name is Josie Bassett. If you're 10 times five, you know who that is, because she was the adorable Jane Mancini on our favorite show, Melrose, which, by the way,
she was our first ever Ask Us Beauty cover. So she was our inaugural issue, and she's part of our family, and we just adore her.
Yeah, she's great. And by the way, Melrose is I think there's a reboot that's happening.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Okay, so Josie in her second chapter actually created this, and I'm obsessed with it. Yes. It's a book, but it's an interactive book. So for us that have like nieces and nephew and you know, grandkids, right? Some of us are there, and we're kind of out of the kid lane. We're kind of out of the
slow down.
This is great. So it's called Tickle Monster Laughter Kit. All right, and I just got to show you it. It comes in a box, a little kit, and it comes with these.
So, Lori, I used to sell this 10 years like in my shop when I first opened.
Oh, you did?
Yes. We used to sell the heck out of it. Everyone loved it.
Oh my gosh. It's the best. So check it out. It's got these little hands, okay, for you to tickle with as you read. And it's a book. And so it's just adorable. And she's adorable. The incentive behind it was just everything you would think Jane Mancini would want to do. But here it is. So we are going to give away a couple of those for those that have kids in that realm, or grandkids. Maria, sorry.
Are we doing a signed copy?
Well, and it gets better. Yeah, Josie is going to personally sign and ship out and tell the story of the books to the people that went. So that's kind of cool.
I'll say this, wonderful.
Those listening, the packaging on this book gift set is spectacular too. It's really nice.
Yeah, she did a great job. It's fun and whimsical. And I wish that I would have had something like this, because I definitely was we were all into like Olivia the Pig books and Dr. Seuss, and we had so much fun with that. This would have been a blast. So anyway, I'll get it for your grandkids, Maria.
That's okay. I'll get it for my husband.
Oh. Well, guess what? You can pickle and then tickle.
That's awesome.
Is it not awesome?
That's a good one. That's okay, a good great. One. I like
it. Okay, before we tell everyone where to find you guys, either online or, you know, and you both have beautiful stores, which, by the way, I'm visiting, and I'm going to be posting up Woman on the Street videos to highlight how spectacular they are. And I always have fun with that. And guys, tell everyone we'll start with you, Maria. Where do they find you? What do you want them to know about Le Demora?
Okay. Well, we are located in San Diego in the Pacific Highlands Shopping Center. And we have been in business for 18 years, in this location for 8. And we've been doing a holiday Winter Wonderland since we opened, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and better. But not only do we do holiday, we're actually a home furnishings and interior design studio. So we sell beautiful things all year long. So come on by, have some fun.
All right, it's your turn, Kara.
All right, y'all. Okay, the Kara Collective Studio is in Carlsbad near Bressy Ranch. We actually work out of an industrial space, but we have the studio up in the front, and We ship nationwide. We have people who walk out the front door with all their beautiful hostess gifts and gift wrapped items. And then we also do ship. We ship nationwide. We do a lot of corporate gifting as well. So if you need your logo added to items, we do it tastefully. So Instagram is Kara Collective, K-H-A-R-A, Collective, C-O-L-L-E-C-T-I-V-E. Same as the website, KaraCollective.com. We will give any of the listeners or guests a gift with purchase for sure. And also we offer a loyalty program. It's almost like Nordstrom Oats, except you're shopping with a small business, us. Every $100, you get $10 back. So that's an ongoing thing, but mention the podcast and you'll get a little something extra from us as well.
Good. And they're cute too.
Yeah.
All of them. Yeah. Yeah. And so if you are in the San Diego area, both of these locations are a must visit. So congratulations, ladies, on doing what you do and how fun. Yeah. So, and I'm going to be crashing your stores very shortly. And I will be I will be mentioning the podcast to get my 90% discount. Right? Michelle, are you flying out? Let's go.
I know. Well, for 90%, I mean,
yeah,
come on.
We're kidding. We're totally kidding. Anybody listening, watching, we're kidding.
We're kidding. We're kidding. Okay, gang, this was great. And I know that this episode, it does get a lot of listens. So I'm excited for the feedback on what you guys brought to the table. And I'm excited for the giveaway. It's always great when we can brighten someone's holiday cheer and give them something for free, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Until next time, ladies, thank you very much.
You.
And everyone, thanks, happy holidays. Us. And make sure you enter the contest. Let's go. Follow us on Instagram at She's a 10 times 5. You can click on the link in our bio to listen to all of our previous episodes, as well as check out our live video interviews over our YouTube channel. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, pretty much wherever else you decide to listen to your favorite podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe.